Hey, here's a Friday story for you. The scent of Play-Doh. More to the point, who owns it? It's the Friday edition of the Business News Hour for the 18th of May. Thanks for coming by. In other business news today, how important is leadership? Ask Campbell's Soup. We'll share that story. Safety concerns results in Johnson & Johnson scrapping Alzheimer drug trials. Cryptocurrency wealth, well, that's down by $45 billion in just a week. The markets, well, they were flat today. Those stories and more, along with our guest Jolene Goodman from the Iowa Business Journals. We're talking marketing. And later in the broadcast, we'll revisit a conversation we had with Michelle Book on hunger in Iowa. Stay with us. The Business News is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hi, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. If you want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. It's at IOB_NewsHour. That's at IOB_NewsHour. We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. Well, who among us would not recognize the scent of Play-Doh, right? Anybody that cracks open a container of Play-Doh is taken back to their childhood by the sweet scent of vanilla with hints of cherry and salt, you know. Smelled so good, it was good enough to eat, right? And many of us did. Few tweaks have been made to Play-Doh's recipe since its inception back in 1956, and its scent has always been one of its main differentiations from other clay competitors. Well, today, we learned that Hasbro, the maker of the iconic dough, said its bid to have the scent trademarked was successful. So there you have it. Some great party talk for you this weekend. Hey, who owns the scent of Play-Doh? Stump the stars with that one. Hasbro is the answer, and you are very welcome. You know, we've said it 1,000 times at least, one of the things that investors detest is uncertainty. And some of that crept up today when it comes to Campbell's Soup. Denise Morrison, who's been the CEO of Campbell's Soup since 2011, is out, and the company is undergoing what they're calling a strategic review as it tries to revive sales that have been under pressure from shifting American tastes. Morrison was replaced today by Keith McLaughlin, who will lead the company on an interim basis. He's the former CEO of appliance maker Electrolux and has been a board member at Campbell's Soup since 2016. So what did all this do to Campbell's Soup shares? Shares were down by more than 11% today. Uncertainty and the realization that declining sales are not just a fluke. It's how Americans are eating, and that means less processed foods. Reuters is reporting that Johnson & Johnson said it would stop mid-stage trials testing its experimental Alzheimer's drug after observing safety issues. The company said some trial participants showed serious elevations of liver enzymes, and the company concluded the benefit-risk ratio offered by the drug was not worth moving forward. Analysts expected the successful development of a treatment for the disease, which affects nearly 6 million Americans, to virtually guarantee a multi-billion dollar annual sales revenue. However, several drug makers, including Pfizer and Merck, have been forced to abandon trials over the lack of effectiveness or safety concerns. Don't know if you've heard about this or not, but this is something that went on this week in New York. It was called Consensus 2018. It was a conference, and it was in New York City. And it was there to celebrate cryptocurrency. But in fact, what happened, it saw cryptocurrency lose $45 billion in valuation in just 1 week. But it was quite an affair. There was a trio of rented Lamborghinis, a 1,000-person yacht party, and a performance by 46-year-old rapper Snoop Dogg. Hey, what could be better, right? And all in New York City. Well, what could have been better had the cryptocurrency held value? That would have been a start. The value of virtual currencies tracked by CoinMarketCap.com sank by $45 billion since May 11th. Bitcoin, the most popular of the bunch, dropped by 3.7% this week to $8,117 and change, even as Arthur Hayes, he's the cryptocurrency exchange executive who rented those Lamborghinis, even though he predicted a surge to $50,000 for Bitcoin by year-end. This week's losses may be linked to overstated expectations, but still, hey, $45 billion? That's a bunch. Well, stocks were off again today, failing to catch fire as investors continue to worry about trade and China. S&P 500 fell by 0.25%, with energy and financials lagging. The NASDAQ lost nearly 0.4%. However, the Dow did gain a point, yippee, as Boeing and Caterpillar rose by 2.1% and 1.3% respectively. So what happened? One word, China. The two largest economies in the world began the second round of trade talks, but President Donald Trump told reporters he doubted the negotiations would be successful. Earlier reports emerged saying that China would offer the U.S. a $200 billion trade surplus cut. Those reports, however, were quickly denied by a Chinese ministry spokesman today. Quote, "This rumor is not true. This I can confirm to you as I understand it. The relevant consultations are ongoing and they are constructive," end quote, says the Chinese ministry spokesman today. In other words, who knows? By the way, oil was down just a shade. Gold was up a bit. And the 10-year T-note, yeah, it was up again today, closing at 3.11%. Well, it was a good day in Iowa for telecom companies. 4 years from now, telephone companies and cable companies will pay about $30 million less in Iowa property taxes. That's as a result of legislation Governor Kim Reynolds has approved. Buildings and cell towers will remain subject to local property tax assessments, but property taxes on transmission equipment like wires, cables, and fiber will be phased out. Republican Representative Chip Baltimore of Boone said that brings property taxation on telecommunications companies in line with other commercial property taxes. So who makes up for the $30 million in lost taxes? Never mind. Today we learned that Hy-Vee has spent some of its hard-earned money on naming rights to Kemper Arena in Kansas City. The arena, a basketball, rodeo, and concert facility, opened back in 1974 and will now become Hy-Vee Arena. A mix of commercial offices, dining, retail, golf simulators, CrossFit, and a fitness gym will all be packed inside the building. The arena, once home to the NCAA Final Four and Big 12 basketball tournaments, is right now undergoing a $39 million renovation to be repurposed. The 19,000-seat Sprint Center in downtown Kansas City now serves that area as a marquee indoor sports and concert venue. So there you go. Hy-Vee, they're smiling in their aisles. They got a new building named after him. Hey, when we come back, a conversation with Jolene Goodman of the Iowa Business Journal. So we're going to be talking about marketing, social media, knowing your consumers, and something new that they've launched that caught me by surprise. That's coming up next. right here on the Business News Hour.